the Soldier, read by Colin Crawford, with music by Branchline, taken from the Herefordshire Law Archive.
My name's Percy Pritchard. We in our tailor shop in High Town, where Rumbelow's the radio shop was, 1 and 2 Commercial Street opposite the old house down there. I joined the Hereford Regiment, marched around to Castle Green, and then we were sent up to join the regiment in Northampton. Then we trekked right across England, marched in full marching order from town to town like that, till we got to Newmarket. The war was on and we thought we'd never get abroad. We thought the war would be over before Christmas. We nearly mutinied. Anyway, off we went finally, to Gallipoli. I was in the landing at Silva Bay and went through 6 months there. Came back to the hospital in Malta. I was frostbitten. We landed in tropical heat, shortage of water and all that. Then we came away in Arctic conditions. There was a terrific storm over Gallipoli about the December, flooded all the trenches and we were evacuated then. Our regiment, we were on our way down to the boats to embark. The Navy was taking us off, but they turned us out onto what was a salt lake. It was an open expanse and we were all wet through, saturated, and it froze in the night. There were hundreds of them all frozen through, some with their legs dropped off, fingers dropping off. And the worst of it was the Indian mule convoys dumped the rations on the side of the track and our fellows found the Jamaican rum. They poured it neat like treacle, just like that. Of course, in the morning, they were all stiff. In Malta, all the English hospitals were full up and they put me into an Indian hospital with the Gurkhas and the Sikhs and the Muslim. Had a most interesting time. After Silva, they called for volunteers for a camel corps, so I joined and came down to Egypt. Trained just outside Cairo, and then we were formed into battalions and sent down to the canal. The Turks held the whole of the Middle East, had done for 600 years. They occupied Greece, North Africa, Syria, old Jordan, and they were down on the Suez Canal. So we started and we pushed back. Of course, the Sinai was difficult terrain. Troops couldn't march on it. The sand was too soft for the horses, so they formed this camel corps. We were out on the desert. The Turks entrenched in various places over the Sinai, and we used to ride all night and surround them in the dawn and wipe them up. I'd applied to join the Flying Corps, 1916-17, and when my application came through, I was sent down to Cairo. That night, the Turks annihilated my old company. I met some of the fellers that survived. They had an awful experience. Turks pinched their boots and marched them right the way up through Syria. But I went down to Cairo and had the most interesting times down there. Got a job with the HQ of the Middle East Brigade, allocated to General Salmon as his special dispatch rider. I used to take messages from King Farouk, all the dignitaries all over the place. I met Lawrence of Arabia when he came down to Cairo for a conference. He was a bit of a humorist. When he attended this conference at the Continental Hotel, the doorman there was announcing all the staff, top rankers. He said to Lawrence, who was with his aide-de-camp, "What name, sir?" And Lawrence said, "Lenin and Trotsky." And he flung the door open and said, "Lenin and Trotsky!" And in walked Lawrence. Just when the war was finishing, the government issued a directive that 6 army mascots would be repatriated to England under a government scheme. And my dog was chosen as one of them. Ackbridge was the quarantine station. They were there for 6 months, you see. Cost a lot normally, but this was free. Anyway, this officer was going home and he took my dog down to the port side and handed him over to the veterinary corps to take him back to England. But when I got back to England, I had a very nice letter from the War Office to say, unfortunately, my dog was chained up alongside a bulldog. This bulldog pulled out a 6-inch staple thing and attacked my dog. They did everything to save him, but he died. Wonderful little pal.